Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is Lee Cougar Dawn Roberts, and I'm here with a very special guest today. And I'd like to share a little bit about her. This is a wonderful, wonderful lady, Jen Schoonover, and she is mom to Addison, a very, very special young woman whose light still shines in this world. And Addison went through dealing with leukemia and an acute myelogenic leukemia. And my best friend Donna Shear and I were honored to be able to help put together a memory book for Jen and family, friends, and coworkers had submitted photos, some really wonderful photos, some short stories, memories, and quotes. And I'm going to say hello to everybody out there. Thank you for joining us again. And hello, Jen, are you there?
Yep.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for being a guest today on our show and sharing all of this today.
You're welcome. It's an honor.
Okay. I cannot begin to imagine what you've gone through, what you are going through. Parents aren't supposed to bury their children, but I see photos and the stories and the memories that were submitted, and reading those is just what a wonderful and amazing daughter Addison was, a coworker and friend. And can you share with our listeners and with me a little bit about Addison, and as much as you're comfortable with?
She was definitely our world. She was the light to our lives. She definitely completed our family. She was exuberant. She was confident. She was charismatic. She loved everything about animals. She loved life in general. Like, she just loved everything. She was daring. She was feisty. She was full of empathy and compassion. She was very adventurous. She had her own personality and originality. And she was a beautiful person inside and out. Her smile was beautiful. It would brighten the darkest room. She asked for so little in life, and she gave so much. And she was never sick a day in her life. And for this to happen, we didn't even see it coming. She looked forward to going to work every day with the animals. She loved to go from rides and listen to music. She loved doing her makeup. She loved doing her hair. She had her own sense of style. It was funky. It was dressy. It was clashy. She'd go from a ball gown to hunting clothes in a matter of 5 minutes, depending on what she wanted to do for the day. She'd put on a pair of stilettos or a pair of softball cleats and go play a softball game in a matter of seconds if she was asked to. And, in fact, she'd probably play the game in the stilettos if she was asked to. She didn't care about time. She didn't care about what other people thought. She did for a great time in her life because she had some struggles and battles that she really worked through. And I guess that's a story for another time, but Addison.
She sounds like an amazing young woman who lived her life to the fullest every single day. And I loved it. I mean, she's a girly girl, but loved to go hunting. She was comfortable in everything that she did. And that's pretty awesome, you know. Very athletic, very adventurous. And a bright, bright light, no matter where she went, lit up the room. Always light up that room. I don't want to apologize, but I said the part of the term for the leukemia that she went through. I said that incorrectly. It's acute myeloid leukemia, and I apologize to you and to our listeners. And then that's something that hit her pretty fast, and I cannot imagine, you know, all that you are experiencing, you're going through, and all that she went through. That's an incredibly, incredibly tough journey. Her passion for animals is just incredible. You know, when I learned that she volunteered, you know, or she worked, she actually worked at the SPCA. And I've been volunteering here at our local animal shelter. And to be able to give back like that, I love that she loved animals, that she loved life, and lived to the fullest. And can you share with us, you know, about her work with the SPCA and some of the interesting animals and people that she came into contact with and the animals that were there? And more about what she did with them.
She was hired at the Lycoming County SPCA. She worked there for 3 years. Almost, it would have been almost 3 years.
Wow.
She loved everything about it. There wasn't a thing that she didn't like. If somebody couldn't make it to work, she'd travel to work. Or if they needed her to stay longer, she'd stay. She never complained about anything. We also fostered for the SPCA. We fostered pregnant mama cats. The first one was Moo Moo, and she had her litter of cats, and the one cat had a deformity. Uh-huh. Its legs were turned backwards. Addison immediately looked up on research on what exercises to do to help the cat. She named that kitten Scooter, and she did exercises with him every day. He squealed and he squawked and he cried, but by the time he left here and went to his forever home, he was able to walk like there was never anything wrong. We eventually took care of three more pregnant mama cats and helped them deliver their babies. She got to experience something that she would need to experience sooner or later in life with, because she was also in college to be a vet tech. That was the dream of hers since she was little. And one of the kittens were stillborn. So she got to experience, not that that's a good experience, but experience that with one of the deliveries of the fosters that we had. And then the last litter that we took care of, she found good homes for them all. And Addison actually helped the SPCA find homes for the kittens, but dealing with her to get a kitten, you might as well say you were trying to get a job with the FBI, because if you were going to have one of the kittens out of this home, you better make sure everything was in line, your T's were dotted and your I's were crossed, because she was like the game warden and the FBI. She wanted to make sure. And actually the last order, the last litter actually went to all of her friends. Every one of her friends have one of the cats. And when they came to her services, they actually spoke about the cats. They said it's the last thing we have of Addison, and they still have the cats to this day, and they're thriving. They're actually 2 years old now. We fostered another kitten. Her name was Tulip. She only weighed 1.5 pounds when we got her. And she only has two left legs. Her two right legs are completely amputated. She couldn't walk or anything when we got her. Brought her home and left her you know, do her thing, gain her weight and eat and everything, and she runs faster than all the cats in the house now. You'd never even know she only has two legs. And then the last foster that she brought home, Addison actually helped with her surgery. She was hit by a car, and her back leg was being eaten by maggots, and she had to have her back leg amputated. So she brought her home, and she was okay, and then she got spayed, and she got spayed exactly 10 days before Addison got sick. And that was the and then after she got spayed, she stayed with us, and her name is Stinky, and she's thriving to this day. You wouldn't even know she only has three legs because she's a jumper and a runner, and she's just, you wouldn't even know it. You just would not know that they have disabilities. And she has Oliver, who is her main coon cat. He's beautiful. We call him the circus cat because he's goofy. She actually got him from a friend. He's funny. He likes to jump, and the other cats look at him like, whoa, how are you doing that? And we can't. But he looks for his mama still. He really does. He was close to his mom. And then we have our family cat, who is Kitty, who's 14 years old. And then we have another cat that we fostered that we kept is Sassy, and she's a Flame Point Siamese, and she's the mother hen of all the cats. So, and then we have her soul dog, Parker. It'll be 3 years in November since we've had Parker. But, anything that the SPCA wanted or needed, she did it.
Well, what a beautiful gift of healing for those animals, because there are a lot of people, and even at, and Seth says, even at some shelters, they would have had a more difficult time. But because Addison was there, they got a chance. They got a real chance at life and at living and healing and just being themselves. And that's an amazing gift she has. That's
yes,
a beautiful thing.
She definitely loved the special ones because she felt that they would never get a home, and she didn't want them to be without a home.
And making sure, I love it, when you mentioned, you may as well be applying to get into the FBI, being very protective and making sure that they had the proper home, and they were definitely going to be loved and very well taken care of, or they weren't going anywhere. That made me smile and laugh some here on this end. That's a beautiful thing. That is really a beautiful thing. I don't see enough of that in this world. And that was incredible. You did mention Parker, her soul dog, and I want to ask you, because the cover on this book is beautiful. It really touches your heart, especially if you're an animal lover, and how can anybody, even not an animal lover, how can they not be touched by that picture? Because there's something very special behind the story of that photo of Addison and Parker, and love for you to share with us about that story. How did Parker come to be with her, and be her soul dog, her best pal, her best mate?
Well, she was working at the SPCA, and Parker was there. He was in pen number 63. She started sending pictures of her in his pen to me and her dad, and she was like laying with them, she was sitting with them, and then she would she was staying after work and spending extra time with them and walking them and playing with them, and she was just really devoting a lot of time, but she was sending a lot of pictures, and she just kept saying, I love this dog. And we kind of told her, we don't have room for no more animals right now. And she just kind of looked at us, but she was very persistent. So one night in bed, Ken said to me, so what do you think about this Parker situation? And I just kind of like looked up at the ceiling, and I thought about Addison over in her room. And I said, it's up to you. Whatever you decide, I'm on board with. And he said, well, call tomorrow and tell Bethany to hold Parker. We're going to come down. We'll get him, and we'll have him at the house and surprise her when she comes home from work. And I said, okay. So I went to work that next day, and I called down to the SPCA to talk to Bethany, who was one of her coworkers, and they were very good friends. Addison and Bethany were. And Cabrina, her boss, I had to speak to her, and Cabrina said, Jen, I would love to do that for you and Ken, and I know Addison loves Parker. She said, but Parker's leaving tomorrow. He's adopted out. And I said, are you joking? And she said, no. She goes, do you want me to tell Addison, or do you want to tell Addison? I said, well, I didn't want to ruin the surprise, but I'll tell Addison. I said, but if something happens, I said, please don't let him, you know, go anywhere. You know what I mean? Call us back. And so I called Addison at work, and I told her, I said, Addison, I don't want to ruin the surprise. I said, but Dad and I tried to get Parker for you today. I said, but Parker's leaving tomorrow. I said, so if you want to stay after, I said, and spend a little extra time with him today, I said, because he's not going to be there tomorrow, just let us know. I said, but we did try to get him for you. And she said, no way, Mom. And I said, yeah. And then she hung up on me and directly went to Bethany and Cabrina to make sure that he was leaving tomorrow and where he was going, and wanted to know if he was going to be okay and make sure they did everything they were supposed to do. Well, he came back. And then in the meantime, there was someone else that wanted Parker, so Parker went out to that next family. And Addison was upset about that because that first family brought him back. Well, within 24 hours of the second family, taking him, they brought him back. And she was working on dogs that day, and I was at work, and my phone kept going off. And I couldn't, she usually don't bother me at work, you know what I mean, unless there's something wrong. And I thought to myself, there's something urgent, because my phone just kept going off, kept saying message from Addison probably about 10 times. So I stopped what I was doing at work, and I looked, and it kept saying, all she said is, you need to call me. So I called her, and I said, I'm at work. She said, I know, but Parker's back. I said, what? She goes, Parker's back. She said, I turned around, and Dom had him, and he goes, I guess this is meant to be, because he's back. He needs to go home with you. And she goes, Mom, she goes, you don't even have to call, because I already went to Cabrina, and I told her, don't let him go nowhere, because he's going home with me. She said, so you need to figure out a day you can take off work, because we got to do a meet and greet with Eleanor, because we had another, she had a red-nosed pit bull that we had adopted from there 14 years ago. So we went down, we had the meet and greet, and then we had to do a second meet and greet. And Parker came home, and it was just meant to be, because why was he adopted out 3 times and came back? And then that last time it was less than 24 hours, and he has just been a wonderful dog since. I mean, he's whatever Parker wants, he gets, whether he needs it or whether he don't. And any accommodation that Parker needed or still needs, he gets. The funniest part is the sleeping issue. She would lay in her bed sideways. She took a chair from our kitchen table. She'd put it at the side of her bed, and she would lay sideways with a pillow up against the wall, and she'd put a pillow on the chair and put her feet on it so Parker could sleep at the other end of her bed, because that's how Parker wanted to sleep. And I said, and her boyfriend's like, and she made her boyfriend sleep on the floor. And he's like, I really got to sleep on the floor. And she goes, yeah, you're going to sleep on the floor, or you're going to sleep on the couch.
Oh, goodness.
So he came to me and Penny. He's like, I don't know if I'm dreaming or what's going on. And we're like, what's wrong, Holden? And he told us, and I went over and I said, Addison, what's going on? She goes, whatever works for Parker. She goes, he can sleep on the floor or sleep on the couch, but this works for Parker, so this is the way it's going to be. And that's how Parker slept. And whatever Parker wanted, Parker got. And she just, and when she got sick, for about a week, Parker was acting really strange. Like, he just would not leave her alone. He was jumping all over her. He was, like, real whiny. She couldn't go to the bathroom without him. Like, and then when we talked to the doctors, they said, you know, any dog, any animal can sense when there's something wrong with their owner. But they said that dogs have a significant sense for cancer. So he probably knew what was going on. And
I believe that.
He just wouldn't leave her alone, and that was really the only time she yelled at him, because she truly, you know, he was bugging her. He just wouldn't leave her alone. She wanted to be left alone, and he just wouldn't leave her alone. And then we took her to the hospital, and Parker never seen his mom again, and she'd have done anything for him. She would have, I mean, anything. And that's one thing she asked us in the hospital. She said, "Mom and Dad, please make sure you love my animals and take care of them." And we promised her that we would. And we have, I mean, we're stuck at home. We have the animals. It's hard, you know. But you know what? We'd rather be here with her animals, knowing that we're with what she would be with and what she would want, than out doing something else, because it brings us great closeness to know that we're with something that she loves and wanted so much.
Animals are incredible, and yes, they do. They do have that sense.
It's such a short journey.
It is. It's heartbreaking, and I'm so very sorry. Addison sounds like was an incredible young woman. That had I had the opportunity to meet her, I would have loved her dearly. Her zest for life and her passion for animals. You don't get to meet too many people like Addison. Our world needs so many more. She's done quite a bit in the short time that she was here on Earth. The animals, it was like she never stopped doing, never stopped enjoying life. Is there anything that you have on your heart that you would like to share? With everyone, I know I've asked you a few questions there, but is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to share with our listeners about Addison and her life and her legacy?
I think out of this tragedy for me and Ken that we were never expecting, because we never expected to live one day without our baby girl, ever, I think that we've learned that love is a precious gift, and all the daily reminders we'll be surprised with are gone, and the only ones left behind are, you know, the ones that she left behind, but we'll always have our memories in our hearts. She was actually our guide and teacher. She changed our lives, made us better people. She reminded us every day that not a day goes by without some pain and sadness, and teaching us more than we ever thought was possible when it was actually supposed to be us teaching her about life. It was her teaching us.
Thank you for sharing all of that. And you mentioned something to me the other day when we were talking, messaging about going to the SPCA and something about adoptions. Would you like to share that bit too?
There's a dog for Addison, for her. It was a year, January 26th, since Addison passed away, and the SPCA spotlighted the dog that was in Parker's kennel. His name is Bolt. He's a white German Shepherd. He's looking for a home. He is on their webpage, and had a picture of Addison next to it, and they spotlighted him because they were recognizing, remembering Addison in their post that day, and they thought that he would, you know, it just made sense, and it was a very nice thing because they have gone above and beyond. Ken and I couldn't have asked for her to work for a better place, because they are in touch with us constantly and constantly doing things. But we are actually sponsoring Bolt's adoption once he is adopted. And then there was a kitten adoption thing yesterday, and we are going to sponsor a kitten adoption in Addison's memory, and Bolt's will also be in Addison's memory. The SPCA does have a memorial tribute thing. If you go to their page, you can make memorial donations in Addison's name for stuff that the shelter needs. The proceeds from her book are going to the SPCA. That's what Addison would want. We've actually decided that that's the best thing to do, because that's what she would want. She'd want the animals to be helped. She'd want the SPCA to have what they need. She wouldn't want them to go without. And actually, I haven't even had a chance to talk to Donna or tell her yet, because I forgot. Ken and I talked the other day in the one vet's office that the SPCA works close with. We are going to go talk to them and set up a fund and put money into it for people that cannot afford their vet care, people that really need it, like the elderly or somebody that really is struggling, because Addison would want to be able to help other people. And the reason we're doing that is because Addison hit a cat on her way to work one day, and it was raining. And she tried her hardest to find the owner. She took the cat to work. She had it cremated. She brought it home in an urn, and she put on Facebook, you know, trying to find the owner and stuff, and she named it Smokey because she said it needed to be loved by somebody because nobody claimed it. When we buried Addison, we buried all of her pets that were cremated and were in the house. We buried all of her pets, including Smokey, with her. So the animals were Addison's life, and she would definitely, that's where she would want things to go.
That's a beautiful thing to do with the animals, and that carries Addison's legacy forward. Now, the Clinton County, for our listeners, we're getting close to the end of our show today, unfortunately. Clinton County SPCA, it's in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, and
no,
you can contact them. And I'd like...
Donna, it's like coming... like Cumming County SPCA, and it's in
like
Williamsport,
County.
PA.
Okay. Okay. That one. Sorry about that. Now I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us today, and for all of those who will be listening to this show in the future. We thank you very much for joining us, and I'd like to share that Addison's memory book, titled Addison, it will be available. It will be released on Valentine's Day, which is February 14th, and it will be available at Barnes & Noble, Lulu, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Lulu, and other fine brick-and-mortar stores. So, and there will be a party, a book release party, in the near future, and so stay tuned for more information on that. But that will be at the library in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. It'll be a release party, and like I said, stay tuned for more on that. It'll be at the Ross Library, and you'll have a chance to go if you're local or in the general area. Please join there. And we thank you for joining us. And thank you so much, Jen, for all of you shared, all that you shared about Addison. I know there's, you know, we could talk for probably hours on all the amazing things that she's done and everybody's lives she has touched directly and indirectly, and the impact that Addison had on the animals that she worked with. An incredible, incredible, incredible soul and spirit and young woman. And thank you very much for sharing her with all of us. We appreciate that. And thank you for allowing Donna and I to help put the memory book for Addison together. And my heart goes out to all of you, to you and to all of the people whose lives she touched, and to friends and coworkers and everyone. So thank you once again. And we'll have Jen back and share more when we have the release party. So stay tuned and keep up with us and click on follow. You'll get more information as it happens. So thank you, everybody. And
thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Jen.
Goodbye.
You dream of a career with better pay, benefits, and hours, but you're not sure about going back to school full-time. At McCann School of Business and Technology, we can help. We offer programs that are affordable and flexible to fit into your busy life. Most can be completed in less than 2 years. See what McCann can offer. Visit our campus at 7495 West Branch Highway in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, or visit us online at mccann.edu.